It's the podcast, Sportscast, The Yearbook. I'm your host, Doug. It's for nurses and flight attendants. This is why no one at the hospital will go out with you. Will Power won the Indianapolis 500. National publicity at last for an underexposed and very intriguing athlete. Nope. Right out of the gate, this week's Sports Illustrated did not have a photo or a mention. Will Power did wind up on the third hour of the Today Show this week, impressively, the Megyn Kelly part. That's still pretty close to the actual morning show, too. Do not put him on 60 Minutes Sports. If he goes on 60 Minutes, that's great. 60 Minutes Sports does not count. That's it. Now, stop that. That's not it. So the Houston Rockets and Golden State Warriors finally played each other, and we got our answer. Over seven games, the Warriors are better than the Rockets. Houston was missing one of its best players for games 6 and 7, both losses, but that's not Golden State's fault. Also, the Rockets turned out to be really, really good. True, they dominated the regular season and they had the number one seed, but they still carried that baggage of the same old collapsing Rockets. And their coach, Mike D'Antoni, an offensive groundbreaker, had yet to even appear in the finals. But Houston had the Warriors, some say the greatest team ever assembled, on the ropes. Golden State was one loss away from elimination twice, while occasionally bickering, and Coach Steve Kerr at one point seeming at a loss. This was the first real challenge to the Warriors in nearly 2 years, and almost 2 years of prep nearly didn't save them. Outside of the Rockets were very good. What this means is debatable, but still to be determined. Can an unreal, not built for the playoffs, shoot from everywhere except near the basket offense take over the NBA? Critics of Houston shooting threes they weren't very good at making were finally validated when the Rockets missed a playoff record 27 straight threes at the worst possible time, Game 7. But proponents of Houston's offense were also validated when the Rockets missed a playoff record 27 straight threes at the worst possible time, Game 7, despite a biblical Old and New Testament drought. While missing Chris Paul against the best team to ever lace up a jersey, Houston was defeated in Game 7 by only 9. Had they gone a nearly as Armageddon-y 4 for 27 over that stretch, Houston would have won the game. That sounds like more than a gimmick offense. And maybe the Rockets only needed one of the Warriors' three-point shooters, although could the Warriors' Klay Thompson shoot under video game circumstances? Your Klay Thompson is malfunctioning, sir. Also to be determined, how could such an even matchup be so lopsided? Oddly, games 1, 2, and 3 were all blowouts, and the entire series, there were only 3 close games.